Yeah, I am Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of psychiatric follow-up on comprehensive counseling and cooperation. This is one of the patients which missed yesterday. So I saw her today. Today's date is June 4th, 2025. The patient's name is Elizabeth Robinson, E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. Her date of birth is 5/24/1981. Phone number is 402-415-7872. Identification data. Patient is a 44-year-old. Patient was seen by a doxy. Patient has consented for a telehealth appointment. See, patient has been treated for bipolar mood disorder, tardive dyskinesia, and has a period of anxiety. She has chronic history of mental illness, and currently she is doing better on Depakote, ER 500 milligrams twice a day, Ingrezza 60 milligrams daily, amantadine 100 milligrams twice a day, Guttanapin 200 milligrams at bedtime, and Lamictal 100 milligrams BID. Also taking clonazepine, half milligrams PRN, PA. Today, she reported that she is feeling better, there is no problem. However, I explained her that I review her labs. It shows that her Depakote level is a T4, which is a therapeutic range, but she is insisting to increase the dose of Depakote, PA. I further explained the risk-benefit side effect, including nausea, vomiting, abdominal discomfort, and a change in ammonia level. But I would like to monitor her the same dose before I make any changes. She also insisting to keep a clonazepam, that is clonazepam, half milligram in the morning, 1 milligram during daytime. She described intense anxiety. I further explained the role of current medication, she has to see a therapist for her anxiety, especially deep breathing exercise, also mindfulness therapy. Otherwise benzodiazepines is not the treatment. It will help her to calm down, but it is not a treatment. Other medications she is taking, it will be adjusted accordingly, and she will feel better. Patient was not very happy about our recommendation, but I further discussed that combination of Depakote, Seroquel may cause more sedation than improvement and than anxiety. Also indicated that if she is doing better, I will change Depakote to 1000 milligram at bedtime. That may help in sleep and also control anxiety. She does not want to do that, and she does not want to change any syrup oil doses. However, risk benefit side effect, I explained. I further discussed that I will review the case again in 4 weeks. To which she agreed. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, depressed, oral dyskinetic movement improvement, period of anxiety, plan, recommended to check with her primary care physician as there was some increase in neutrophil count. Also recommended therapy, so work on her anxiety and the psychosocial factors. Her period, a follow-up appointment was given in 4 weeks. There was no involuntary, though there was no suicidal thoughts, that is symptoms of hallucination, delusion. Patient has been compliant with the treatment and somewhat guarded about her use of any other drugs. However, I will do a urine examination to make sure that she is not using any adverse drugs. This is the dictation that my doctor has told me.